Happiness will star Francia Tone, Jane Froman, Maxine Sullivan, Louis Armstrong, and Sterling Holloway as guests Sunday afternoon. Burgess Meredith is master of ceremonies and will appear with Francia Tone in the famous story, The Man Without a Country. Gilbert Seldes will present excerpts from the new play, Swinging the Dream, and Carl Carmer will be heard as the American reporter from Niagara Falls. Immediately after the Philharmonic broadcast on Sunday, join us in the pursuit of happiness. The Columbia Workshop. Tonight, we bring you an original comedy by Frank Gould. The piece is called The Wonderful Day, and it dramatizes the wishful thinking of an American schoolboy confronted with the typical problems of any normal 12-year-old child. Mr. Gould is better known to the radio audience for his work as an actor than for his work as a writer. He's been heard frequently on The March of Time and The Goldbergs, and has also been seen in such stage productions as Having Wonderful Time and Escape This Night. His career as a writer duplicates that of many others whose work has been presented by the workshop. He was a reporter on New York and Brooklyn newspapers. He has written two or three unproduced plays, and one play that was published recently by Samuel French. This is the first piece of his that the workshop has presented. And we present now The Wonderful Day by Frank Gould. Bridge the years. Let me live again the wonders of that night in my boy world. For that day was wonderful, and all time is but a day, a dream of myriad moments out of memory's treasures. The wonderful day.
Perhaps you know more about discipline than I do, Margaret, but it seems to me that sending a boy to bed without his supper is an old-fashioned way of punishing him.
If it was up to you, Larry Hinkle, you'd spoil that boy of ours till there'd be no living with him.
All the same, I think depriving him of the circus on Saturday would have been punishment enough.
Oh, Larry, please. You must think I enjoy punishing Johnny.
No, but...
But nothing. The boy must learn to be considerate. He must be disciplined. He's driving me into a nervous breakdown.
I think we ought to be glad that he's healthy and active.
And mischievous and destructive. His whole month's allowance won't pay for Mr. Borden's window. And all those children's clothes tied up in knots in the schoolroom closet. Think of the ironing and the mending and all the mothers. Oh, well.
I'm sure he doesn't mean any real harm.
Oh, stop defending him. He's been mean and troublesome and disobedient, and yet you stick up for him. Last week you had to write a note to his teacher. Tomorrow I've got to go to school with him. Every other week you have to stop his allowance. Good heavens, Larry. Do you want him to grow up to be bad?
Now, Margaret, you're overworked. You're taking it too seriously. Johnny's a good boy, and you know it. Why, he's going to grow up to be a fine young man. He's bright, and he's got talent, and
he's got a glib tongue and a wild imagination and too much energy. That's what he has.
Then we'll just find other ways for him to spend his surplus energy.
You can talk. You don't have to go to school tomorrow to be embarrassed when his teacher tells me how bad our son has behaved.
Now, Meg, I wasn't any different when I was his age. And my mother, I guess, wasn't any different to me than you are to Johnny now.
I only want him to be a good boy.
You'll be proud of him someday. Now, what do you say we bring him some cake and milk?
You'll spoil him, Larry.
Then I'll try to make him take after his mother.
Well, all right. But remember, he's not to go to the circus. I'm going to be firm on that point.
Here, give me that glass. And cut the cake a little bit thicker. Yeah, that's better. Now, come on. Let's take a drink.
Careful, don't spill the milk.
Johnny.
He's asleep.
Shall I wake him?
We'd better not. He's all tired out. The day that child puts in.
He looks warm. Doesn't look comfortable.
He has your way of gritting his teeth.
And yours of mumbling in his sleep.
Poor darling. I wish now we hadn't sent him to bed without his supper.
Come, dear. Let him sleep.
Good night, son.
Do to to deserve this. What did I do to deserve this? Why am I blamed for everything? What have I done? If Henry Tompkins hadn't tricked me into being there, they never would have blamed me for what he did. I didn't break that window. I didn't break Mr. Borden's window. I didn't break Mr.
Just wait till your father hears about this, Johnny Hickok.
Don't shrink on my ear. You're hurting me.
Your father will beat you within an inch of your life.
No, I didn't break your window. I didn't. Talk about luck. Something told me not to hide in that closet. Something told me not to tie them coats and sweaters and ribbons. Why did I have to hide in that closet? Oh, why did I?
Well, you come out of there this minute, John Hinkle. This is a fine mess. Your mother will hear of this, young man. You bring her to school with you tomorrow morning. Do you understand?
I know I shouldn't have done it. I know I shouldn't have. I'm sorry, honest. I'm sorry. Please don't make me bring my mother. Please don't make me. I didn't break your window, Mr. Borden. I didn't break it. I didn't do it. I didn't. Henry. 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 Henry Tompkins. Henry Tompkins. Henry Tompkins, Henry Tompkins. Don't you ever speak to me again as long as you live, John Hinkle. Never, never, never.
I'm sorry, Johnny, but it's for your own good. You must learn the difference between right and wrong.
But the circus, Dad. Not the circus. Gee whiz, Dad. Not the circus. You can't.
I think Mr. Borden's window will cost a good deal more than your price of admission to the circus.
You'll just have to learn to behave, Johnny. Now go to bed.
But I'm so hungry.
You brought this on yourself. You're lucky you're not being whipped.
Wish I was. Wish I was whipped. Wish I was whipped instead. I wish they'd kill me. Wish I'd die. I'd die of shame anyway when I bring Mom to school. I wish I'd die. What's to live for? What's to live for?
Time to get up, darling.
Just another 5 minutes, Mom.
All right, dear. There's no hurry.
There's no what? I can?
Of course you can, dear.
Oh, well, in that case, I don't feel like sleeping anymore.
Whatever you like.
Do I have to change my clothes today, Mom?
Not if you don't want to.
Not if I don't want to. Oh, gee, thanks.
The wheat cakes are nice and hot, Johnny.
Wheat cakes? Boy, oh, boy, I'll be washed in a jiffy.
Oh, don't bother to wash. Come and eat.
What?
Come on, son. The cakes are nice and hot.
You don't care if I don't wash?
Our little dirt won't hurt you. Besides, if you do wash it off, it'll only come back again.
Holy jumping. You take the words right out of my mouth. Oh, gee, Mom, you're the berry this morning. Okay, I'm ready. Where's Dad?
He's gone. You overslept, young man.
Did I?
Don't worry about it, darling. What are you doing?
I'm pinching myself.
Oh, silly. Do you want some more cake?
I sure do, but I won't be able to eat the rest of my breakfast if I have any more.
You can skip the rest of your breakfast today. Help yourself to some more cakes.
See, what day is this, Mom?
It's Thursday. Why?
You sure it ain't a special day?
It isn't any different from any other day. Eat slower, Johnny.
I have to hurry or I'll be late for school.
Oh, bother school. You eat slowly. A healthy body is as important as a healthy mind. What are you staring at?
Nothing. 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 What'll I do? Tell her I don't understand all this? Maybe I better not. Oh, this is just wonderful. It's too good to be true, but I pinched myself real hard. Jumpin', you willikers. She let me sleep an extra 5 if I wanted to, and no change in clothes, no washing, no prunes. That's convincing enough. Oh, it's just wonderful. Boy, ain't this a corking day. Everything looks so swell. Guess I'll take my time getting to school.
Good morning, John.
Morning, Mr. Borden.
And how are you this morning, John?
Fine, thank you. Say, did you notice how he didn't call me Johnny like always? Good morning, John, he said. like as if I was grown up and a somebody. Gee whiz. Oh, gosh, it sure is a beautiful morning. School never looks so nice. I like it today. I like school. I like teacher. I like everything.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Gee, look at all them coats and sweaters and ribbons. I think I'll tie them all up into knots.
You really want to tie them into knots?
Huh? Oh, gee, I'm sorry, teacher.
Oh, by all means, tie them into knots if you want to.
If I want to.
Yes, it's perfectly all right.
I don't want to. Hi, John.
Hi, Fatty.
Hello, John.
Hello, Rosemary. You aren't mad at me, are you?
Shh. Don't you know you can't talk in class?
Maybe I can't, but you can if you want to.
Can I?
Of course you can. You can do anything.
Yeah? Say, who's that lady next to teacher?
John Hinkle.
Yes, teacher.
Don't rise. Now, Mr. Hinkle, I beg you to accept this nice red apple.
You want me to... You're the teacher and you want me to... You brought me an apple?
Of course. Only I didn't bring it to you so that you'd show me any partiality, Mr. Hinkle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I brought my mother, Mr. Hinkle. You said a note would not be sufficient. This is my mother, Mr. Hinkle.
why, yes, of course. Now, Mrs. Peterson, your daughter, Miss Peterson, has been behaving quite deplorable lately. I'm sorry that I had to inconvenience you by making her bring you to school today, but I simply had to ask you to do something about controlling her bad behavior. She'll have to mend her ways. She'll have to be more kind and more easygoing on all of us pupils and not so gall darn anxious to punish us and not to keep us in after school and be a lot more considerate. Please use your influence, Mrs. Peterson. As for you, Miss Peterson...
Yes, sir?
I want you to write and bring it in tomorrow. I will behave myself with greater consideration for my pupils 500 times. Have you got that?
Yes, sir.
Now, wait a minute. You will add on to, I will behave myself with greater consideration for my pupils, add on, and have their best interests at heart.
I will behave myself with greater consideration for my pupils mm-hmm. and have their best interests at heart 500 times.
Maybe I'm being too hard on teacher. I'll leave off that and have their best interests at heart. Yeah. Now, that's enough school for one day. I'll dismiss the teacher. I'll dismiss the class. Then there'll be plenty of time left just for play. Just for play.
Blankets so we can build a tent?
Just help yourself. Any blanket you like. Enjoy yourself, son.
Hey, Mom, is it all right if I don't do my homework till later? Till tonight, maybe?
Don't worry your head about homework, Johnny. Daddy and I will do it for you.
Would you care very much if I didn't mind the baby, Mom?
Who said you had to, dear?
Can I have a new catcher's mitt, Mom?
Yes, Johnny.
Can I have a new tire for my bike?
Yes.
How about a new pair of skates, Mom?
Yes.
Can I take the dog to bed with me tonight, Mom?
Why not, dear?
Can I... Well, that is... Just because Dad said I wasn't to get any allowance, I... Well...
What are you trying to say, John?
Could I have a few cents for shooters, Mom?
Is that all? Here.
Oh, a quarter? I'll be able to blow the whole gang. Boy, thanks.
And don't you fret about the circus. Dad is taking you tonight, right after dinner.
You mean it?
Of course I mean it.
But you and Dad said I wasn't to go to the circus.
Oh, you mustn't take everything we say seriously. You know how parents are.
No. No, I don't think I know how parents are. But I do know who I like them to be. Gee whiz, the circus. I'm going. I'm going after all. Oh, it's wonderful. Now everything. everything's wonderful. That is, nearly everything. Now, if only Rosemary will... Rosemary. Why does she have to be Henry Tompkins' girl? Wish she was my girl. Wish she was my girl.
Hello, John.
Oh, hello, Rosemary.
You can call me Mary if you wanna.
I wanna.
Then do.
All right, Mary.
What you got there?
A sword.
Where'd you get it?
I made it with my own hands.
Really?
Yep.
But it's beautiful.
Oh, it ain't.
Oh, but it is.
Sword ain't beautiful. It's just plain sword, that's all. Beautiful's a word that fits other things, like, well, like girls. Girls are beautiful. You're beautiful, too.
Oh, John.
Yeah, for fair.
Do you really mean it, John?
I always say what I mean. You can call me Johnny.
Yes, Johnny. You know something? I like you.
What'd you say?
I said I like you.
That's what I thought you said. But aren't you Henry's girl?
No, Johnny. I am not Henry's girl.
Well, then, What'd you say?
I said I will.
Honest, you mean it?
I always say what I mean, too.
Gee willikers. Gee willikers. Here, Rosemary, knight me.
You want me to knight you?
Can't think of anyone better I'd like to knight me. Hold out your hand.
Why?
Go on. Now I give you the sword. Take it.
Thanks, Johnny.
It's not for keeps. Now, you just place it on my head and on my shoulder, and then you knight me. Go on.
Oh, Johnny, you look just like one of those heroes out of the books, kneeling to his lady fair.
Go on, knight me. Give me the name of Sir John the Great, the Handsome, the Strong, and the Brave.
All right. I knight thee Sir John the Handsome.
You left out Great.
Oh, I knight thee Sir John the Great,
uh-huh.
The Handsome, the Strong, the Brave.
The Dope.
Wait. Hey, shut up, you.
Boy, oh, boy. Wait till the other fellows hear how John the Handsome got down on his knees.
You shut up, Henry Tompkins.
Who's gonna make me?
I am.
You and what gang?
Me, myself, and I.
Since when?
Since always.
In a pig's eye. I can lick you with my right hand tied behind my back. You want another shiner like I gave you last week?
Henry Tompkins, why don't you let him alone?
Stop being a buttinsky. Don't you talk like that to her. I will if I want her, and I want it. And what are you gonna do about it?
You apologize right this minute, or I'll bust you one. I'm gonna count three, and if you don't... One, two...
Oh, please, don't, please!
Three! She ain't Henry's girl. She's my girl. Rosemary's my girl. I got something to fight for. I'll lick him good. This time I gotta lick him. He's to blame for everything. He broke Mr. Borden's window and framed me, says I got the blame. He snitched to teacher about the clothes in the closet. He's to blame for my being punished. He's made my life miserable. He's bigger than I am, and he's licked me lots of times, but not this time. Every dog's got his day, and this is my day. I'll show him. I'll lick him this time once and for all. Once and for all.
I'll... Hey, what are you doing?
You take that.
No, hey, stop.
Oh, my Harry Tompkins are all beaten, and I can't walk anymore.
Hey, come on.
Just wonderful. I dreamed about licking Henry all my life. Now I did it. I did it. I licked him. And Rosemary's my girl. Honest. Rosemary's my girl. She's my girl. She's my girl.
There. His mumbling stopped.
What was he saying, dear?
I couldn't make it out, Margaret.
Do you think he's running a temperature?
Oh, nonsense. He simply has your habit of mumbling in his sleep.
Still, he looks so warm.
Shh.
It's time for bed, Larry.
Coming.
What are you staring at?
Nothing. Come on, dear.
What were you thinking, Larry?
Oh, not much. Somehow, I just keep thinking about Johnny and... I try to remember the things that I used to do and the things that I used to think about. So that perhaps I could get to understand him a little more. He really is a good boy. And if he happens to hurt us sometimes, then maybe we shouldn't hurt him in turn by punishing him too severely. Let's try to remember that after all, he is only a boy. Maybe if we tried some other methods.
What we really need is the patience of a saint. Of course he's a good boy, but I just don't have the strength with all the work and the baby and... Oh, well, maybe I'm overwrought.
Suppose we have a talk with him tomorrow evening and sort of talk things out. See if we can't make him realize that he's not a child anymore and try to make him feel more responsible.
All right, dear. Whatever you say. I mean to start off right with him every morning. But by the time I get him out of bed, get him to wash and eat his breakfast, I'm just fit to be tired. I wish I did have more patience with him.
You just wait, Meg. You just wait and see. Someday, we'll be very proud of our son.
Up tonight. Hurry, Knight. Come quicker. Quicker. Going to the circus. Going to the circus. Going to the circus.
Still up, Margaret?
Did you think I'd go to bed without hearing all about it? How was it?
Oh, it was wonderful, Mom. You should have seen that wild gorilla. I just bet you this was the best circus they ever had.
Margaret,
Yes, Larry?
Is there any castor oil in the house?
Castor oil? What for? I don't feel bad. I feel swell. I don't need any castor...
Not for you, Johnny. For me.
Oh, don't you feel well, Larry?
I'm afraid I had too much to eat at the circus. How about you, Johnny? Are you... sure you feel all right?
Oh, I feel fine. Yes, sir, I'm fine.
That's good.
Come in here, dear.
Coming. Good night, Johnny.
Good night, Dad. I hope you feel better.
Thanks. Good night.
Thanks, Dad. I had a wonderful time. Past my usual bedtime, but nobody seems to notice or mind. Everyone else has gone to sleep except me. I guess I'm just a nighthawk.
Oh, I ain't sleepy a bit. Oh, I'm just a little tired, that's all. Oh,
been such a big day. Such a wonderful day. I ain't sleepy. I ain't even tired. I'm too happy to be anything else.
Oh, gosh, oh, gee. Oh, what a day this has been.
Oh, I don't want to go to sleep and end it. Oh, well, why not? I'll wake up into another day just like this one. It ain't so bad to think of closing my eyes and opening them to another day.
All over again.
Oh, I guess it's time I was asleep.
That boy up yet?
Oh, I get heart failure just trying to get him up every morning. Johnny! You'd better get up before I send your father in after you.
Just another 5 minutes,
That's
Mom.
What you said a half hour ago and 15 minutes ago.
Thanks, Ma.
Did you hear your mother tell you to get up?
Oh,
Yeah.
Then get out of that bed immediately.
Yes, sir.
How much patience do you think anyone can have with you?
Hurry, John. I haven't all day.
You realize how difficult it is for Mother to go to school with you?
Yes, sir.
Then why don't you think of it once in a while? Now, lace those shoes properly.
But I'll be late for school.
Don't trip and break your neck if you don't lace your shoes. And, John, don't let me hear any more about you being late again.
Yes, sir.
I try to understand you, but only last night you promised to mind Mother, and already this morning you've forgotten your promise.
I didn't mean to.
I know you didn't mean to, but you have to do things to prove that you do mean to mind her. And above all, make it your business to always tell the truth.
I do. I always do.
Hurry, Johnny. Please, I haven't all day. I have to get back to the baby.
Then can I skip washing today? Like yesterday?
Stop talking nonsense. You washed yesterday and you wash every day. Did you hear that, Larry?
Yes, I heard it. But I don't want to hear it again.
That's the way it starts every morning. He always tries to get out of things.
I don't think he will anymore. Unless he wants his allowance stopped indefinitely.
Be sure to wash behind your ears.
Yes, ma'am.
And don't forget to brush your teeth.
Yes, ma'am.
And change your shirt.
I will.
And comb your hair.
Yes, ma'am.
Brush those shoes.
Yes, sir.
Hurry to the table.
Yes, ma'am.
And eat your prunes and hurry or we'll be late.
Yes, ma'am.
Someday I just ain't gonna wake up. I'm just gonna go right on living in them things in the night that's called dreams. That way the day is much more fun in the night. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait till Henry Tompkins gets his hands on me. Oh, and the teacher. What if they know what I did to him? Gosh, oh, gee, this is terrible. It's more than any one man can bear. It's too much even for me. Oh, my gosh.
You have just heard the Columbia Workshop production of Frank Gould's original comedy, The Wonderful Day. Johnny was played by Kingsley Colton, Henry by Jackie Grimes, Rosemary by Betty Jane Tyler, the mother by Gladys Thornton, father by Neil O'Malley, and the teacher by Sylvia Field. Original music was written and directed by Alexander Semler, and the entire production was under the direction of Earl McGill. Next week at the same time, the Columbia Workshop will bring you Shakespeare's As You Like It, directed by Margaret Webster, who will play the role of Rosalind. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.